Good morning, everyone. I hope you liked the little musical interlude at the beginning. I had been meaning to add one of those for a little while, so it didn't just feel like I was talking the whole time. So if you ever have any suggestions for what type of music I can add at the beginning, I'm all ears. You probably heard the sponsored segment. I always do that just because I get paid when people listen to my stuff. I'll be completely transparent. It's not a lot, but it's cool to help me get some more exposure since I'm still relatively new. But I'm going to start off this morning with some good news. So for those of you who are Survivor and Big Brother fans, you probably use CBS All Access, which is the app that has basically all of the episodes of any CBS show. And this morning, I was doing my scroll through Instagram. It's like my daily news read with my cup of coffee or like the newspaper or whatever that like dads do. But for me, it's Instagram in my bed, trying not to be mad about waking up. And I had seen that CBS has some merger with Viacom or MTV, and now they have a ton of MTV shows. They have season one of Siesta Key, if you're a fan. I love that show. It's so messy. They have Ridiculousness, seasons 2 through 10, which I don't presume anybody here is going to watch. If you do, I'm going to laugh. Just kidding. I watch that show too. I'm not afraid to admit it, but only when it's on. Like, I won't actively seek it out. But they have seasons 11 through 31 of The Challenge on there. And I was so excited. I almost screamed. I'm not even kidding you. Because I was paying for Prime Video. Well, I was actually already paying for Prime, so I guess it didn't really matter. But, and they only had seasons, I think, 19 out of 32. They said that they had seasons 15 through 18, but then it wasn't available in my region. And seasons 33 and 34 you had to pay for. So now, since I already have CBS All Access, I pay $10 a month because I don't want to watch commercials. So maybe a little bit later down the line I might go back to six. But I don't like watching them because let's say that you exit out when a commercial's on, then you have to go back and watch all of the commercials, which is kind of ridiculous, and I don't want to do that. Because my time is precious, and that's time I'm not getting back. So, commercial-free is a great option, and $10 for Survivor, Big Brother, The Challenge. They even have SpongeBob on there now, seasons 1 through 11, so they have, like, everything I could ask for. I mean, okay, I'm probably not going to watch SpongeBob on there, but maybe if I get really bored, because I like SpongeBob, so maybe if I need a laugh, I'll go seek it out. But that's really cool. It's really nice and convenient, and it makes it a lot easier for people who haven't seen older seasons, because I honestly haven't seen anything before Fresh Meat 2, which was kind of a weird place to start, even though I didn't start with that. I started with Total Madness because it was on at the time, but now I can go back and watch everything that I have seen or I haven't seen, because I had Pluto TV for a little while, and they would show, I think, seasons, I want to say it was like 23 to 30. I think that's what they had the rights to, but you never know when a season's gonna be on. I feel like I watched the same episodes of Dirty 30 three times, and you can only watch certain people and certain storylines for so long before you can recite it yourselves. So I deleted Pluto TV, I deleted my VPN, and now I'm paying $6 to $10, which is really not that bad when you think of the variety of shows that you get, and you don't have to pay extra. But let's talk about the reunion now. I rambled for 5 minutes about how excited I was about that. And I'm very excited, but I'm going to hop into the reunion. as part two. It was the Stuff They Didn't Show segment. Again, it's not called Stuff They Didn't Show, but I'm not going to say that other word because I got family on here and I don't want them to be disappointed. And I feel like it wasn't even called, Shit They Didn't Show. I'm just going to say it. I think it was called Things They Didn't Show or What They Didn't Show. Or I think it might have even been called Behind the Total Madness, which I feel like is okay. It's good. It's fitting. Kind of weird stuff. I think within the first 10 minutes, I was pretty grossed out because they were talking about, what were they talking? Oh, and they were talking about the bunker. It was gross, some of the stuff that they were saying, because the plumbing broke down 3 times and they had to use porta potties outside, and the guys and allegedly some of the girls would pee in the shower and did not rinse out their pee when they were done. And I would literally want to, like, I would want to die if I was in that situation. Like, unless I'm on Survivor, for example, I'm not going to want to pee somewhere that's not a bathroom. A shower is not a bathroom. I don't care what you say. I've never peed in the shower before, and I will die on that hill. I am proud of that. But I guess I can understand the desperation, but I feel like, okay, I don't know what I would do in that situation. If I did get desperate, I might pee in the shower, but I would obviously wash it out when I'm done and make sure that it didn't smell, because everybody said it smelled. And that's what really grosses me out. And porta potties, I've used them before, and I feel like if it was for like a day, I would be fine with it. Obviously, if it's like a week, then maybe not. But if you go camping, you have to use a porta potty, most likely. So just deal. But that whole bunker was kind of a mess. They were talking about that they thought it was haunted. There's a guy named Ed who inhabited the bunker and apparently lived there his whole life. And he would, like, haunt the contestants because Big T was like, oh, I'm so afraid he didn't follow me. I'm so scared of him. Still. She made that kind of funny, honestly. Because you're usually like, oh, ghosts, like, whatever, you know, or, like, stop lying. But she made it sound kind of legitimate, and it was kind of funny. I actually found out, unrelated, but not really unrelated, that I just got a new job. And the place that I'm working at is right next to an old restaurant that closed down a couple of years ago. And apparently the restaurant was haunted, too. And I know I'm, like, getting into true crime right now, but I don't really care. It relates. It relates to the bunker being haunted. I was reading an article from, like, 2006 that my grandma sent me, and it was talking about how, like, this guy was working one night, and he would notice that when he opened the register, it would, like, close on him, and sometimes, like, glasses would shatter and shake, and a customer came in one time, and he had mentioned that, like, he was a self-proclaimed, I don't know what it's called, shrink or something stupid like that. And he was like, oh, well, there's spirits here. And they just lived along with the spirits, which I'm guessing is what the contestants did, because I didn't see them ever having an exorcism over there. The closest thing they did to that was when they were with the Ouija board, and then Bear tried to scare them by saying, oh, what's the first letter of your name? And then Bear moved it to the B. Like, you could tell that he was just trying to be funny. And it was corny, but it was kind of funny to watch. Okay, it's corny, but it was funny. And it's just kind of a testament to how, what a meme this season is sometimes. Like, being haunted, peeing in the showers, people hooking up, Jordan and the sausage. I haven't forgotten about that. That's not lost on me. When he held a sausage up to Wes's face and was trying to intimidate him, I was like, bro, no one's intimidated by that. They would eat that before they would be afraid. Like, I would just I would probably just take a bite. Not if I'm vegetarian or something like that, but it was funny. Yeah, I think it's just kind of a testament to how difficult everything is. So difficult that obviously people were accused of cheating and stuff. So obviously Kayla was not accused, like she actually did it with Bear. And they showed a call with one of her friends, and the friend was kind of insinuating that her boyfriend at the time knew about it, but Kayla wasn't happy in the relationship. And I mean, cheating is not really an excuse, but maybe it was her only way out at the time. I don't know. And I kind of just noticed that when she was talking about it, talking about her new boyfriend and stuff like that, she just seemed so much happier, and she didn't feel like she was being weighed down by somebody else, because they'd mentioned that she'd been in relationships her whole life. Probably not her whole life, because I don't assume she was in a relationship when she was 3, but you get the point. You get what they were trying to say. So I agree with Nani. Maybe she should just take some time for herself and just explore herself, or maybe she doesn't want to do that, and that's cool. As long as she's happy, because she definitely seems like the type to always want to get in fights with people. She's always been like that. I've always found her as kind of like a bitter person who's always like, I want to be better than you. But and seeing her now, she just seems happier, you know, and that makes me happy to see, because it doesn't make you like want to hate her, hope that she goes home or something. Like, she's not suffering, I guess. yeah, that might have been her only way to get out of that. I mean, I can't imagine getting out of a 4-year relationship like that, but she probably didn't like the guy within a month. Like, let's be honest here. Let's be real. She was on Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club for a couple episodes, and she'd called him, and it just didn't really seem like they were happy with each other. I don't know, but her new guy, that's pretty good looking. He seems like a nice enough guy. Apparently he's from Love Island and he's like loaded. I kind of stalked her Instagram comments and I found that out. So I, you know, hopefully he treats her right, I guess. And I mean, I would want to be with that, because he lives in the UK. I would love to live in the UK. How cool would that be? So I think she probably really hit the jackpot with that. And the most important part is that she's happy. I'll keep saying that because it's true. So on Nelson's birthday, he got a call from Angela, who was on season... She was on a recent season. I always forget which one, and I don't know why. But I'm not even gonna, like, think about that right now. But she obviously met him on X on the beach, and then they were dating for a little bit, and she called him like crying. She was like, oh, there's rumors that you and D of all people hooked up. I was like, D, you guys should heard how loud I gasped. My brother and his friends were in the room, and I was like, and they thought I was, like, hurt or something. I was like, did you just hear that? But it's hard when other people don't understand why you're, like, in shock. I was literally gasping for breath because I was like, what in the... Like, what? D? Makes me think that she was hooking up with everybody, because there was Rogan and... Well, there was Rogan. That was it. But even that is like, you can do better. But I don't know, maybe they're perfect for each other or something. And Angela was, like, not happy about it. And it was Nelson's birthday, and he was all, I was expecting her to show up in lingerie and, like, just make me smile, make me happy, and she didn't do that. And then, of course, Corey has to butt his head in. He's all, well, I don't like Angela anyway. I'm like, bro, who, I don't remember anybody, and their English lexicon actually saying the words, did I ask what you think? Because he always seems to insert himself in things like that. He always needs to be there for all the fights. all the arguments and stuff, and I just don't, something about Corey, I just don't like, I feel like I used to like him, but I feel like the only time I really liked him was when he was on Battle of the Bloodlines, because I thought his cousin was cool. I liked Mitch, he's funny, I hope he comes back, but probably not, because I know he does stuff for Teen Mom now. But that was, like, the only time where Corey was actually likable and didn't try to push buttons, and maybe that's just how he is. But I think that he shouldn't have gotten involved in something like that. Because I feel like when other people get involved who don't know the full story, it just makes it worse for everybody who does know the full story. It made me feel bad for Angela in the moment. But there was some Instagram drama when the preview for that scene came out, when Nelson was like, oh, I'm single, and then Corey was all, I don't like Angela, and I'm glad that he's single, because, like, Nelson's my ride or die, or whatever he said, whatever stupid thing came out of his mouth at the moment. And Angela was like, oh, like, I'm not protected, and I feel like Nelson always puts his friend before me, it just doesn't really defend me, so obviously she's single now. And Theo, who was on seasons 33 and 34, he was all, oh, well, I don't know if it was, I think it was Nelson was, like, in his girl's DMs or something like that. I was like, what is going on? What in the world? I'm like, am I surprised? I mean, sort of, but sort of not at the same time. I guess I am surprised, just given that he said he still loved Angela, but I didn't see him actively seeking her out and trying to apologize, so I feel like it was all for show. I don't know. Those guys are all for show. Honestly, that whole alliance, like, the Young Bucks or, like, Nelson, Corey, and Hunter. Actually, I don't dislike Hunter. I obviously didn't like him in Final Reckoning, and I feel like his punishment at the end, losing 500k, was well-deserved, just because he was a jerk. And he threatened Ashley's family, which I feel like would definitely, like, make him a candidate for biggest arsehole in the history of the show. But I feel like in War of the Worlds, he wasn't that bad. And I'm glad that he came back and tried to make himself a better man, and he's a father now, so. But he's still not my favorite. None of those people are my favorite. Especially when Nelson, this happened a little bit. I don't know when it happened in the season, but he had heard, I guess, the Holy Trinity, Nani, Jenny, or Jenna. I always get them mixed up. Jenna and Kayla talking about Bailey, so he told her, and then he accused her of twisting his words, and then he was like, oh, well, Swaggy, like, your wife's a rat or whatever, or he said it about her, and Swaggy found out, and of course Swaggy's gonna find out, of course Swaggy's gonna be upset. I was like, dude, if they get in a fight, like, if someone's talking about your wife like that, like, you're probably gonna die. And Swaggy was the one who got hype and irritated, which I don't blame him. I feel like I might be the same if, like, someone I loved was being talked to like that. Like, if I'm on a Bloodline season or a season with, like, a friend or something, they haven't really done that, so I feel like Bloodlines would be the closest thing. Or just even my partner in general, I would be upset if somebody was talking about them. Even if it's a rival or an ex, like, you have to be careful when you have a companion there and then somebody else is talking about them, because you're probably gonna do something which you may or may not regret. I don't know, but Nelson was definitely in the wrong during that, but I appreciate that he apologized about it and they tried to put it behind them, because he realized that he did something wrong. Now, if only he could do that with Angela, but I'm glad that he noticed that he had, like, hurt somebody, you know, who he was tight with. So they made up, which was good. It was chill. I think that was it for, like, the fights. But they showed a lot of, obviously in a segment like that, you're going to see people making out and hooking up that you're not going to expect. One of them for me was obviously Melissa and Josh. That was shocking to me. That was even more shocking than the D and the Nelson thing. I didn't gasp again because then they were probably going to call the hospital and be like, oh, I need to perform CPR because she keeps gasping and being shocked. I'm like, bro, people breathe, people can be shocked. But that was, wow. I wish I had saved my gasp for that moment, but I honestly can't remember what was first. I feel like the Nelson thing was first. So in that case, maybe I wanted to save it for, I don't know. But I only did it once, and Melissa and Josh was shocking. But the comments, there was a post on Twitter, I think just by a fan page, and the comments kind of made me feel bad because everybody was talking about how they thought that Josh was gay or bi or something. And I felt bad that people were generalizing because I don't like Josh, but I would hate to see somebody like that, even like my worst enemy, be talked to in that way. So, I mean, it was weird, but people shouldn't automatically make assumptions. You know, like, they hooked up, it was a one-time thing, and she was like, oh, Melissa was like, oh, he's big and hot and stuff, which don't agree with, but to each their own, I guess. That's all I can say about that, to each their own. Yeah, that was crazy. It makes me think, though, when did that happen? Did they hook up before or after the fight that they had during the nominations where Melissa was like, you mean nothing to me? So I'm feeling like the hookup was before. It must have been. It doesn't make sense to not have it be after. And that's where the editing was kind of out of whack with all these romances and stuff, because they also showed Nani and Melissa hooking up or kissing at the bar and during a game of Truth or Dare, when the guys are like, oh, the girls need to kiss each other, and then the guys just left, which I don't blame them. Honestly, someone had said that the girls probably wanted the other girls more than they wanted the guys. I can see why. I can understand why. There wasn't one good-looking guy in that cast that I feel like if I was on the show, I would actively seek out. The only person who I feel like I would actively seek out would be Fessy, and he had a girlfriend at the time. Maybe Broken, but the eyebrow just, it seems weird that something like that could end it for me, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to be looking at that, because I would be like, what the heck is that? Is that, like, scar? Is that just something you did? And I know that Bear did the same thing, but there's so many reasons to not like Bear, honestly. I have a list of anybody wants me to, like, legitimately send them a list of things I don't like about Bear. I will write it down, and then I will send it to you. He's just a weird guy. I think the only thing he had going for him is that he was funny, like, one time with the fire extinguisher. But other than that, no. And Rogan, I mean, Rogan is at least somewhat funny and somewhat self-aware. Kind of good looking, but other than that, I don't know. So I can see why the girls were trying to kiss and hook up, like Nani and Casey. You know, kind of makes sense now when you think about the slim pickings that they had. I was watching, ironically enough, before the season 35 things that they didn't show episode aired, I was watching the one from season 22 on my Prime Video. And they were talking about how they wanted to make a perfect 7 out of the girls, because I guess the girls were complaining that none of the guys were good looking. And guys were like, well, if we were to put together, like, DM's jawline and Kara's teeth and Robin's arches on the foot, and just weird things like that, we could have a perfect 7 girl. I was like, that's so mean. That's so messed up. And just all the hookup culture and stuff, like, it's usually not very nice to anybody who's involved, because it's always like, oh, well, like, you're better than this other person because this other person's ugly. And there are certain people who I feel like were probably told that they were ugly multiple times. It's just sad. Yeah, I'm talking to you, bananas. Sorry. But, I mean, it's kind of true. You know, I feel like the older the contestants are, the uglier they get. I mean, obviously, because some of them don't age well at all. Like, I saw a picture of Mark Long, and he was like 40 at the time of season 22, and I saw him now, and he's aged okay, I guess, but he just looks old. I don't know, I mean, he's like 50, which isn't that old. Like, my dad is older than that. My dad's 52. And my dad even looks, like, younger. So, I don't know. I mean, if Mark Long is one of my options, I say no thank you. But if, like, Festy or Rogan is my options, I would say, okay, maybe. But we each have our own standards, and to each their own, I say it again. If I was the girls, I would hook up, too. But it kind of, I mentioned editing, and it kind of just, I feel like it was just poor editing, that whole scenario with the hooking up and stuff, because it makes you seem like these people who don't like each other, love each other, or these people who love each other, like, don't like each other at all. Like, Nani was like, oh, I want to go in against Melissa. And then Josh and Melissa had the fight. Maybe it's Melissa's fault. I don't know. She's part of it all. But, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for words. And I wish that they would just show us a lot more unseen footage. I feel like that episode, Behind the Total Madness, could have been 2 episodes, or at least been longer than an hour, because I felt like there was so much I was missing, because you get a lot, but then you feel like you still don't get enough. So in the future, I would love if they would make that 2 episodes, or at least an hour and a half. That's all I ask for. I don't ask for much in life. I really don't. Just give me an hour and a half of fun footage that I can talk about and just laugh at and gasp at and get my brother to feel like he needs to call the hospital for me. Hospital. Fresh cotton pads. Big T made me laugh so much when she didn't want to go to the hospital without her wig and her heels. She was like, I'm not going without my heels. And then when Jenny and Kyle were bringing her to the car, they didn't let her wear a wig. They didn't let her wear heels, but she got to wear her nice little fur jacket, and she, like, didn't want to get in the car. So she sprawled her legs out like a cat. Who knows that Jenny said this, basically, that knows that they're going to the vet and they don't want to get in the habitat. Or the box, I guess, or the, why am I forgetting what it's called? The carrier? I'll just call it a carrier for now. I don't know. I haven't taken my dog to the vet yet, so I don't know what it's called. But, the cage, I guess that sounds kind of mean. Let's just call it a carrier for now. But I guess in this case, Big T is the cat, and the car is the carrier. And she doesn't want to get in. And Kyle and Jenny basically shove her in. And you can hear her, like, screaming from the car. And she said that her female doctor is very attractive. She was happy about that. But she ended up getting stitches in her toe. She was like, I don't recommend that. I'm like, as if anybody's gonna do that willingly. As if anybody's gonna seek out getting stitches taken out of their toe. I can't imagine that that's a pleasant feeling. I also feel like getting stitches taken out is the easier part. Like, obviously getting them in is harder, but I had stitches taken out a while ago in my neck, and it wasn't that bad. It's kind of weird. because obviously the doctor cuts the stitches and then he just pulled it out and I didn't even feel it. It took like 5 seconds. It was like nothing. But I'm not gonna go get stitches in my toe, that's for sure. So I guess I can understand, but it just cracks me up the way that she said it, as if she thought that people were gonna wanna do that on purpose. And she's funny the way that she talks. Fresh cotton pads. Oh my god, next time I go to the hospital or I need like cotton pads or something, I'm just gonna say it like her. And I don't care if it's an inside joke, it's funny. So I don't care if people don't understand. Maybe they'll laugh. Maybe I'll get like my 5 seconds of fame that I always actively seek for. Hence why I started a podcast. No, just kidding. No, I like doing this. It's cool to be able to talk about what I want to talk about, not be judged for it, and give my unbiased opinions. So, Corey, I mentioned before, was kind of acting stupid just throughout this whole episode, but he made a pretty good point about Zach and Jenna, because Zach had accused her of cheating, and he was, like, giving her the cold shoulder when she would call, and then she went home, and then they got engaged, so he was kind of shocked about that. He was saying, oh, well, I wasn't the one in her DMs, but I know who was, and, he didn't admit who it was, so it was maybe someone not even on the challenge, but he was like, well, I don't get why they got engaged. Which, honestly, I kind of understand where he's coming from. It was weird to me. I mean, obviously they patched it up, but maybe it was just Zach trying to keep her in his corner and not let her go do stuff. So maybe it was kind of like not even trusting her. But, I mean, obviously she accepted it. And they'd been together for a long time. It was on and off, but it was still longer than most people who are like, I'm gonna be together forever, and then they last like 4 months. Like, just give me a break. Like, they've at least lasted longer than that, and they're gonna last longer than that. And she said that she wasn't sure if she was gonna ever come back to the challenge after the wedding, because she and Zach wanted 6 kids. That's a lot. All the power to you. So it's kind of weird to hear that she would basically retire, because I know that she's been on for a long time. And the only other person who I know that recently retired was Jemmy. And not even because she was having kids, but I think she was going to law school or something. So I guess that makes sense, because I feel like for me, if I was playing a lot, especially if I didn't win, I might just retire. And it kind of made me think, like, if I, let's say I was to ever get on the show, not likely at all, because I would have to be on another show before that, or go to a Spartan Race, or however they cast. But if I was a person who went on the show once and won, I don't know if I would come back. I might if I knew that I had a good chance to either win again or have a good legacy, but if I felt like I was going to do something stupid my second time and just tarnish the legacy, then maybe I wouldn't go. So I feel like for me, I might want to keep going, but you never know until you play like once, because there's been people who have won and played once, won, and then not come back. Like the Fresh Meat girls, Aviv and Carly, they won and then they haven't come back. Maybe they just didn't feel the need, which is good for them. But I feel like if you're not winning, then I can see why you would want to come back. But if you win, I just feel like that would be enough for me. Unless, like I said, I knew that I would have the opportunity to keep a legacy going. But until that happens, I don't know. And I guess all the power to people who have retired and decided to certain lives, and I guess I wish them luck, but it's weird to think that this might be Jenna's last season. Because she's not my favorite person, but I've seen her a lot, so it would be weird to have to kind of adjust to somebody else and see who the next Jenna is going to be, or see who the next Nani is going to be, or the next Bananas, because he could retire. He has a show. I was horribly subjected to watch an episode of it yesterday when I was doing stuff for my new job, and he and Kyle was on the episode, and they were in Britain trying to act like royalty or something with their high tea and their fancy suits and their eating and things like that. It was just kind of weird, but it's totally like Bananas material for me. So if he decides to do that, then okay, I don't need to see you on my TV anymore. That's fine. I'm not that big of a fan. I feel like the more you see people, the less of a fan you are. It's becoming that way with a lot of people. So they just need to get some new fresh meat, fresh blood out there, or let people who have played maybe once or twice, like, get opportunity to keep playing and maybe do them for, like, 5-10 seasons at most, and then, you know, be done. But I feel like the only person who, or the only people who I'm not going to get tired of is Carb Maria. I like her. She's cool. I feel like she's fun to watch, just seeing her kind of grow up and be a little bit more confident in herself. And people like her less now that she's confident. She's so stupid. I think she's cool now. I mean, I liked her before, but now I've realized that she just kind of cares about the game more, and she puts more into it. And Leroy. I love Leroy. He needs to win. Honestly. Like, if he was to win, I would, like, die happy. I feel like at this point, he's just coming back for the checks. Which I can't say he's at fault for that. So, that's it for today. That's it for the season. I'm sad that it's over. I mean, it wasn't the greatest season, but it was a nice thing for me to finally get involved with the challenge and stuff, because I'd wanted to watch her a really long time, and I just didn't really have the means to do so until I saw that it was on, and I had nothing to do one day, so I was like, okay, I'll watch. You know, it can't hurt. And it was well worth it, because now I get to do this, and next time you'll hear from me, we'll probably, I'm not sure if I'm gonna do season or like contestant recaps, but I'm gonna go through CBS All Access, and maybe I'm planning to watch season 11 first and then go chronologically, so maybe I'll talk about that. That could be kind of interesting, but it's probably not gonna be every week. It might be every other week now, because doing it every week can definitely get kind of tiring, like on your voice and stuff. Like, I look forward to it, but you know, when you only have so much to talk about, it might feel like you're rambling, which I know that I am right now, but hopefully taking some time off will help with that. Maybe when I come back, there will be a new season of Survivor. That won't be for a while. That obviously won't be until the winter, which sucks, but maybe we'll have a new season of The Challenge, or maybe I'll decide to do Big Brother. That would have to be every week, though. Like, for sure, because they have 3 episodes a week. So, either I would do every week, or I would do a big episode every 2 weeks. So, I'll just have to decide. But, thank you guys all so much for your support. I know it seems like it's been a short run, but this is not it. I hope stupid COVID stops sometime soon, and people start taking it more seriously. So, that way, I can have more content to put out for everyone. And until then, I will see you. Keep listening. Keep sharing your stories. And I look forward to when you guys can hear my lovely voice next. So I'll see you later.